That's right. I don't want to dream. I know a friend, he is a complex case of matter, I'm just saying. He used to come and to discuss with me. And he had suppressed all his life. He's a very rich man and brutal man. And he said to me one day, I wish I could dream. I said, you will, sir. Because you have opened the lid, taken off the lid a little bit, and they're going to pop out. And he did. Wow, he had a terrible dream. And he said, I'm not coming anymore. Because he didn't like them, therefore he suppressed them. So either you can invite dreams or suppress them, or be so alert during the day that you don't dream at all, then the brain has a rest. So the brain is fresh next day. The mind is fresh, which means solving every problem as it arises. I don't know if you... Doesn't matter what problem it is. Of course, human problem, not mathematical and scientific problems, but human problems as it arises, not to give soil in the mind for it to take root. That means, you know... Then, if that happens, then sleep is something entirely different. But we can't go into that because...
So, while on this question of intense awareness while you're awake, what would you say to the fact that you can anger within yourself come and go without it touching your conscious self?
Ah, Sasa, what? No, let's a little bit careful about this. Is the self-conscious self different from the anger? I am jealous. Is the I different from jealousy?
Well, I can only explain the experience, sir. If one is jealous...